Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Across the southeastern coastline of the United States, staff at local radio stations are serving the public as first informers, working with public safety officials to provide local news and information potentially critical to survival. As this program airs, one woman and her colleagues at a South Carolina radio station will soon be in the eye of Hurricane Florence. Reporting. In an interview that took place Wednesday, Let's Go In-Depth with Kelly Golden with 94.3 WCSC, Charleston, South Carolina.
Press 1 for the news department. 2 for our office location and hours.
Newsroom's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. This is Bob. I'm from KNIA KRLS Radio, a radio station in Iowa.
Oh, my goodness. How's your weather today?
Ours isn't bad, but I've been watching yours closely. And
Lord.
Yeah.
Lord.
and we have tornadoes here and floods and stuff, but I'm wondering if you'd be interested in doing an interview telling listeners what you're doing in preparation and how you're going to cover the event.
Yes, if you want to knock something out right now and you don't mind that I'm working while we're talking.
No, that'd be great. Okay, Kelly, what's your full name?
So I am the morning show host on our local talk radio station, and it's Kelly Golden.
Well, great, Kelly. All right, we'll just get started. I'll let our listeners know that you're working. You've got things to do. You've got Florence coming, and I bet it's crazy in your newsroom and in the station in general.
It really is, and it's just amazing to be from the Low Country here in South Carolina. They don't call it the Low Country for nothing, and to kind of be a seasoned reporter through my years in broadcasting as well on News Talk Radio. I was actually, not only did I go through Hugo here many moons ago in 1989, which the storm is kind of being compared to for people who will remember it in the area. I worked down in Orlando, Florida, for about 12 years ago when we had so many storms they had to start naming them the Greek alphabet. It was like Alpha, Delta, you know. So quite seasoned at this point going through storms, and to see our latest update in sort of a south and a west turn towards South Carolina was, you know, really disheartening, of course.
Well, and what do you see the role of radio in an event like this?
Oh, it's a lifeline. We are a lifeline. I can't implore enough to for people to understand. Of course, television, they are very relevant, of course, until the lights go out, and they understand that that relevance shifts. So when the lights go out and the power is out, we as, you know, radio people, we understand that we become your lifeline. What I'm really trying to implore our listeners is not only to, you know, keep us informed as well. We're not the only, you know, we need them too. So we're all in this together. Gosh, radio is just, you know, so important, especially in an event like we're looking at now, which is going to be a prolonged one, something like we saw with Texas and Harvey last year.
And what stories have you been presenting to your audience?
Oh, boy. Really, it's all about evacuating. We're under a mandatory evacuation at this point, and there are a lot of people that live in our area that didn't live here many moons ago when we had a storm of this presence. Hurricane Hugo came ashore in 1989. A lot of people have moved here since that have no idea what that's like. Our home was 20 miles inland, 25 miles inland, and even that far inland, we had family members that were along the Barrier Islands that evacuated to our home, and they thought, you know, it'll be better off here. It's still like a bomb had gone off for miles when you walked outside of our house that day so many moons ago. And the one thing that our family members always said was, not again. We will not stay again. And we're having a hard time trying to implore that to people. A Category 3 storm, we were almost 4 weeks in our household 25 miles inland without power and running water. So, I mean, that's, you know, we try to explain to people, roll down your windows and without your air conditioner or your car on and try to sit there for 3 weeks. I mean, these are not conditions that you want to put yourself in.
No, and so you have a lot of experience to bring, and you can speak from the heart.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for recognizing that. It's probably something not even I do a great job verbalizing, but I do try. My experience actually put me in Orlando, Florida, when it was many years that they hadn't really gotten a major hurricane, and that year we were just Charlie buzzsawed across the state, and bullseye was Orlando. And much like the coastline there, many people evacuated to Orlando. So everybody evacuated to the one place the storm went and just raked across. And that storm was so powerful and so deadly, they actually had to retire the name. And, you know, people are talking about this, you know, this comparing it to a Charlie and then to a Harvey, you know, if these two basically were smashed up. And both of those scare me to my core to hear anything like that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kelly Golden with 94.3 WCESC, Charleston, South Carolina, in the path of Hurricane Florence.
And so right now it's evacuation, evacuation. That's what you're telling people to do. I presume routes maybe?
Yeah, of course we're you know, this is about the time where our emergency operations centers from the state down to the local people are doing live press conferences, and we've got those potted up for everybody to listen to. We're really hoping that people are listening to us as they're evacuating in their car. But as these storm, you know, prediction updates come through the National Weather Service, they get pushed out. I think more and more people are starting to move and change their minds. And that's really what we're hoping for at this point, because there are a lot of people who are saying, no, we think we're going to stay. And it's really our job right now to explain, okay, well, here's what you're going to, you know, this is what you could experience and what you should prepare for. This is when you always hear those sound bites of, you know, hope for the best and prepare for the worst. Well, that's not just a sound bite. Literally, people need to be doing those things now, is sort of, you know, what we're out ad nauseum broadcasting here over the airwaves.
Well, and once Florence hits landfall, what kind of broadcasting are you going to do? What are you going to be telling people?
Well, of course, as Florence makes landfall in North Carolina, presumably, I mean, some have this model. It's such a wild, even our own meteorologists, you know, and even the National Weather Service are saying this is so difficult to predict whether it's going to wobble. And what we do know is it's making a south and west turn, which is not good for, you know, my broadcast area, and obviously here in coastal South Carolina. So we will, of course, broadcast as the storm makes landfall, as we start feeling the effects in the low country. We'll continue to broadcast through whatever event we experience here, which, you know, we're getting all kinds of predictions of just tropical storm force winds, but massive flooding predictions up to you know, even stronger winds, but still, it's very much a water event, as what we continue to warn people. And, you know, flooding is absolutely nothing to play around with.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kelly Golden with 94.3 WCESC, Charleston, South Carolina, in the path of Hurricane Florence.
Well, and I presume you have relationships, good relationships, well, with local emergency management, you know, good different government agencies. How does that all work to get information out to the people?
We most definitely have. I've got a hotline button, and it's fired up during times like this. We did last year go through Irma, but it was a very different situation. Irma did bring probably the largest, onshore flooding that we had in recent memory. Before that was Matthew the year before. And then previously, the year before that was our 1,000-year flood event. So we've been trying to compare this to a 1,000-year flood event, which is reminiscent of what we saw with Harvey totals, where it changed the colors. You know, you remember that the color we'd never seen before, the yellows to the reds to the rain totals on the maps turned black. So this is what we're trying to, you know, warn people about who have been here within the last 3 years to say, hey, remember the 1,000-year flood event? It happened for a prolonged amount of time, and places that never flooded before have always flooded since. And that, you know, we're expecting that to happen again.
As you said at the beginning, the role of radio is sort of unique. I mean, you can't wait for the newspaper to hit the door. If we've got battery-powered radios, you can always be getting the information out on your cell phone. I mean, it really is unique. And in that sense, do you feel a special responsibility to your listeners?
Oh, of course. I mean, when I say we're a lifeline, we take that very seriously, to have accurate information, to not overhype. I mean, when the sun is shining outside, I'm not sure people, I can understand frustration of people who say, listen, the sun's shining and you're in wall-to-wall coverage, like, you know, pipe down a little, you know. So we respect people's time. We respect at least our news operation here, because so many people's anxiety is their, you know, their anxiety level is on high. And I personally would rather educate people so that they can make smart decisions, informed decisions on what's best to do with their family.
Well, and you interrupt your regular programming, I presume, as you need to.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Yeah, in fact, coming up here in, you know, just a few minutes, we got an alert that there's an emergency operation center press conference. You know, we go live with that. Obviously, once this starts to make landfall, we go wall to wall is what we call it. So, you know, for, you know, radio people, it's commercial free. So absolutely, when it matters most, we are definitely here. In our medium in radio, when it matters most is when the power goes out.
Yeah.
When people are evacuating, when people are coming back home. People are able, thank goodness with digital technology, people are able to not just listen to us on the regular old radio in their car or, thank goodness we have the solar hand crank radios as well. But also we have an app for that. You know, we broadcast all over globally. So thank goodness for that, too. So people can turn their smart devices into a regular old radio wherever they are.
Are you going to stay in the studio through this event?
We continue to pivot with our plans. It really depends on what kind of conditions that we are seeing and getting and when. We are very conveniently located across the street from a brand new emergency operations center where we're located in the Lowcountry, so it's hurricane rated. And if I have to hunker down anywhere, I'd rather it be with a bunch of first responders. I don't know about you, but that's, so we're very lucky that we have that right across the street.
It takes a rare kind of person to do this, doesn't it?
It really does. Yes. Yes. In fact, my husband's in broadcasting, too. And I finally just we work here at the very same company. And I said, you know, honey, I don't want to put all of our cookies in one jar. And I want you to take care of our personal, our family, our fur babies, and let me be here. But, you know, he wanted to be a part of all this coverage. And I said, I don't feel comfortable doing that. So I have a very unique perspective, actually.
Your adrenaline's going, I can tell.
Yeah, of course. Well, we're really fueled even before now with, of course, hurricane snacks, hunker down snacks, and a lot of caffeine.
Do you have anything that you would, you know, I'm sure our listeners are just sitting here riveted listening to your story. Do you have any just, you know, general things you'd like to share with them about radio, your job, why you do what you do?
I've been in the news talk radio business for 21 years. I started as an intern, a college intern at our local AM news talk radio station. My job has taken me around the world. I have flown, hovered over hurricanes with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. I have been on the ground chasing hurricanes across Florida. I really honestly don't know why I didn't become a meteorologist, maybe. I don't know which one pays better, but at this point, my radio career, I'm just so glad the day that I walked into to the radio stations and said, hey, are you looking for an intern? And they sat me down and said, so you want to be a disc jockey? You want to play music? And I said, no, I want to be educational and informative. I'm the daughter of a public school teacher, and so an English and reading teacher. And so he says, oh, well, we have a news talk station. So I'm blessed that day happened. I just took off from there.
Well, thank you for your time. Our thoughts and prayers are with you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We all do here in the Lowcountry. We'll take all the prayers that we can get. We need them.
Thanks to Kelly Golden for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.